Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Do you live for Sunday dinner and that slow-cooked all-day flavor of a pot roast that falls apart with a dull spoon? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I'm never shy about the proteins when it comes to Sunday dinners at our house. Every steak is aged to perfection to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
What?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Tyler is back on That's a Gay Ass Podcast. Tyler, you came on for a horny episode back in July, and now we're here to reunite. Are you going to give us some horny updates?
Yeah, there's a lot to catch you up on, I feel like, right?
Oh, God, yes. I can't wait. Before I get into anything very specific, I think that as a gay journalist, I should probably clear the air and just ask about all your videos where you say you're caged and plugged. What's the truth, Ellen? Have you ever been both caged and plugged at the same time, eh?
I have, yes, actually. I feel like I talked about that for on your podcast last time, right? That
well,
was like
Tyler,
the first...
I smoke enough weed that I can't I don't have a single memory, so you're gonna have to I thought you said you were cage curious at the time. You were actually getting caged.
I was cage curious. Very shortly after that was in a cage. So that was the genesis of my caged and plugged journey, actually. Thank you for letting me talk that out with you. Yeah.
Of course. Well, listen, yeah. You inspire me in so many ways with your delicious hairy body, with your insane videos. Just to give people a bit of a tease for what's going to come up post paywall here. Last time we spoke, you said you are historically monogamous, but in 2025, mm-hmm. you're going to grab sluthood by the reins. So I'm going to ask if you made good on
quote,
that promise.
Yeah.
You also, you posted a video recently saying that someone told you you have abandonment issues and you give please don't leave me head.
Okay,
I'm gonna have you describe that post paywall, and of course
perfect.
I'm gonna ask deeply invasive questions about your sex life and dating life.
I'm so excited.
But let's just before we do that, can I ask you, who do you know in San Francisco?
You know, I don't know. Who do you know in San Francisco?
Not enough people, because I'm trying to do anything I can to get people to buy tickets to my show. Here's the thing,
you know,
is that I'm so excited for this tour, and as a like neurotic Jew, it's sort of bringing up a lot of the same fears that doing anything vulnerable. But the thing is, I'm selling tickets really, really well. Chicago sold out. New York is going to sell out. Seattle's selling really well. And San Francisco, I don't know. So if you know anyone, Tyler, if anybody listening knows gays or Jews or just girls who like gay people in San Francisco, will you just tell them on March 4th, I'm doing a show that's actually been reviewed as a pretty good solo show, and a lot of solo shows are really embarrassing, but mine's actually good. So
King, I was gonna come to your New York just show. I was gonna come to your New York show on March 20th. Yeah, but I was gonna be in town. Fortunately, that one sold out, didn't it?
It's there's like 15 tickets left. There's like 15 tickets left. So
that could happen this March 20th.
Oh my God. If I were to squeeze your hairy tits in person, I think it would make my dreams come true. But let's get into those some real hard-hitting questions. When I bring people on That's a Gay Ass Podcast, I do ask them a famous podcast question that I did not ask you last time we spoke. So Tyler, let me ask, whose fault is it that you're gay? Who do we blame even, babe?
Right. Probably my mom for like smoking and drinking during pregnancy, I would say. That probably had something to do with it. And Tylenol.
So are you saying it was sort of a drug-induced homosexuality?
Yeah, definitely. I was partying in there, you know? Michael Jordan was definitely my first crush. I remember wanting to know how his basketball shorts smelled. Do you know what I mean?
Has the scent kink followed you into adulthood?
Perhaps, yeah. Now that you mention it.
Do you smell your own ball sack smell, if you don't mind me asking?
I was about to say no. Like, my instant reaction was like, of course not. I would never do that. But come to think of it, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's like just like a test.
I think it must be some sort of like, it's a tester. It's also like there's something like evolutionary about it that maybe we can't even control our hand going down the pant. And then confirming that we still have the ability to procreate, even though, of course, we in practice aren't doing so. But there's got to be something biological about the reason why we do that.
Yeah, I never dislike the smell either. It's funkier sometimes than others, but you know.
There are so many people gooning and baiting to you right now talking about your funky sack smell. If we go to Michael Jordan, are you referencing watching the NBA, or is it a Space Jam reference or a Secret Third thing?
Oh, I think both. Remember the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, they were just, that was just like magic, right?
Allegedly, I never was tapped into the Chicago Bulls, nor really any sports. I did grow up in St. Louis, where the Cardinals were a huge deal. Mark McGwire was like ginger, muscled man. And I definitely did picture myself sort of climbing him like a tree. We also had Jim Edmonds, who would later make an appearance on The Real Housewives of Orange County, who I did see the last time I was in St. Louis at a sandwich shop, and he still can't get it. I don't know if he's a good man or not, but I would absolutely love to explore the scent of his ball sack, if that's okay to say.
Right. Yeah, no, I carry that sentiment as well. Mark McGrath, he definitely looks like he's got a good funk, right?
100% great funk. What would you say then, if we get into some specific questions, since we are talking to a man who is very comfortable with making videos about mostly anything, what does your family say about your videos? And I'm going to tell you what prompted this question. It's the video where you say you don't have a porn addiction. It's perfectly normal to crank your hog 6 times a day. Who told you that? That's low. You brought up your mom made you gay. Is your mom watching your videos? Is anybody in your family texting you, Tyler, what the fuck? I just want to know, as somebody who like aspires to throw more caution to the wind when I put something on the internet that is never deletable.
Well, my mom's dead. And you know, my dad.
Oh, fuck! I'm so sorry for.
That's okay.
For asking that in such honestly, an insensitive way.
Good material. My dad. So my dad is a pretty crass man himself. Like, he loves a dirty joke. He's lived a lot of life. He's actually having penile reconstructive surgery this year because of an injury from 2003 where a girl like did like a back bend on him. And he's not telling the story. But there's like some extra scar tissue and is sort of like pressing on his prostate now, naturally. So careful.
Oh.
Everybody.
Oh. The next time someone does a backbend on your dick, you better be careful.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't like the shit my dad posts on Facebook about immigrants. So what's he going to say about, you know,
yeah, we all have our kinks. He's pro ICE and you are posting about being caged and plugged. And you know what?
I would never post that. He would. Yeah. So it just, here we are. We're all using the internet differently, huh?
I mean, we do live in a time where I feel like we are becoming more and more fringy in our passions and pursuits. Like the fact that some people can wrap their minds around the government literally murdering their own citizens or just very innocent people. And you posting about... getting fisted and someone but speaking it from the perspective of Carrie Bradshaw, where the five fingers grabbed your heart. I think that's beautiful.
When you repeat my videos like back to me in transcript, it's I'm like, I didn't say that, but I did say that. I actually wrote that. I like took time to write
but you should have. What is your as a creative myself? What is your process when you're about to post something as insane as that? Are you smoking a joint and feeling incredibly uncensored? Are you writing things down while you take a shit and then filming them later that night outside of your home? How are we picturing Tyler making the sauce, the beautiful sauce of your videos?
What's the process, right? I actually, believe it or not, I do a little writing prompt every morning. Sometimes I get something, sometimes I don't get anything. Sometimes I get three things. Sometimes it's just magical. Like the pegging video where I was like, I'd let a girl peg me. That was just magic. That, you know, you just open your phone, you have a thought. Should it be out in the world?
Yeah.
Maybe not, but... but some of them I spend like a lot of time on, like I really work on the joke and like telling it, and then those are the ones nobody fucks with, so it's usually sort of better to just sort of you know, I have a thought and let's like first take, put it up there,
let's rip. Are you saying that you're waking up and doing like the artist's way morning pages? Is that what we're doing?
This is pretty clear. You know the like, what is it, the comedy Bible?
I don't know if I do
that, like workbook. And I just try to like simple joke formats. I try to like craft it specifically for TikTok's like 15 second, like we gotta hook people in the first 3 seconds. So I'm gonna say something like, just got fisted at Cheesecake Factory, and then my next 5 seconds is my setup and then my punchline. That's it. Usually, you know,
Tyler, I cannot tell you. It is so nice to hear you say there is a method to your madness, because sometimes my insecure brain goes to, God, everybody's just so effortlessly hilarious, and I'm a fucking elementary school dum-dum who can't ever come up with a single good thought. But you're putting an actual method to the horny madness, and it makes me feel like, okay, there is a way.
Yeah, you gotta work on it, right? I'm like... I have like a brand, but like what you gotta like mine what's funny about that, right?
Let me ask then about that, because last time we spoke, you had been growing an audience, but I feel like since we last spoke, it's like more than doubled, and you've gotten, you know, so much amazing engagement, which is very deserved, because I genuinely think you're like, it's just nice to see somebody that's like works out too much, but also has like a really funny personality, you know, like sometimes we're sort of over-indexing on one. What's your goal then? If let's just say you wake up tomorrow, you somehow even double your follower count again. Are we doing this for the love of the game? Are we trying to do like, actually, let me even quote you with this question. You said,
oh, shit.
Gay guys don't even bleach their hair in moments of crisis anymore. Now they just get super fit and become influencers. So sad. Are you getting super fit and becoming an influencer?
Wow. I love that. Like, it shows me that somebody's listening, you know? I love these direct quotes. Say that again. What was the what was the question?
You said gay guys don't even bleach their hair in moments of crisis anymore. Now they just get super fit and become influencers. So sad. So I guess really the question is, are you in a moment of crisis? Is your follower count is the higher your follower count jumping, the lower you're doing emotionally?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just sort of me. If the fitter I am and the funnier I am, the more I'm spiraling out of control. Mentally here, I'm pretty good at, like, you know, I'm a pretty stable human being. Otherwise, besides the, like, the jokes, but boy, do I like crash out over a guy. So that's just sort of what that is, right?
Well, you did say every time I put a wiener in a mouth, I fall in love. That's why I've been celibate since November. So your work really is speaking truth to your power. Let's just then check in before we go into the paywall. Let's check in with how are you doing emotionally today? We're recording this on a Friday for my dramaturgs out there. How is Tyler doing today emotionally? Have you been sucking any dick recently to make you spiral? Are you feeling secure? Are we taking a beautiful dosage of an SSRI? How's your emotional state?
Always on the SSRI, right? We're doing well today. Today's a good day. It's like 70 degrees. It's beautiful. I'm still celibate.
Love.
Caged and plugged. I think I'm going to go till July, you know. Wait till this, have a breath.
Really? What's the reason? What's the reason behind that?
I can't tell you. I have a little secret, but I'm going to be caged and plugged till July. You know, I'm all about semen retention these days.
Yeah. You're politically, you're it's fiscally.
It's part of my looks maxing routine, semen retention. I'm just holding it all in.
What the fuck is looks maxing? All of a sudden, people are talking about looks maxing, and I don't know what it means.
Well, I just thought I was doing regular maintenance, but I think straight boys are just, like, kind of discovering, like, oh, I can put a little brow gel on, or I can use self-tanner, you know, they've discovered
meth. I see. So looks maxing is just upping your physical appearance. It's upping your self-care regimen. It's taking better care of yourself so you can look better. That's what looks maxing is?
Well, I don't know if it's, like, necessarily taking better care of yourself. Some of these things are pretty intense. Like, I hate, like, even bringing him up, but he was, like, doing meth to, like, hollow his cheeks out. So I don't think it's necessarily for health. It truly is just, like, to look better, I guess.
No, I hear there's a low amount of meth that is actually really great for your metabolism.
I've heard just this tiny bit of meth. Listen, I used to
just
Molly back in the day. Who knows?
You know, I've never done Molly before, and I would like to do it before I die.
You should do it once before you die. I think I would never do it again. Like, you know what I mean? I think there's a certain age where it's not really... And actually, I don't want to judge. I don't have the recipe. But for me, it doesn't feel very chic as a 36-year-old man to do Molly. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's my problem. Again, I am 36, and maybe I missed the Molly boat.
Oh, I think you're allowed one. I think you're allowed one in a safe environment, right? It would have been more fun if you'd done it, like, when you were a twink, but here you are.
What am I now?
A daddy, I think, right?
I fuck with that. I mean, no one's really ever actually called me a daddy, but I like to hear it from you, so I don't shy away from daddy.
The titties are getting bigger. You're giving daddy.
Oh my god.
You're looks maxing for sure.
I'm a looks maxer. I mean, one of my dreams is to work out with you so you can show me what you do, because clearly something is twerking. But what else is twerking, Tyler, is us going over to the paywall to for me to ask my most depraved questions. So let's get into, if you are you actually celibate? Are you actually not hooking up with anyone?
At this moment, right now, yes. Because every time I put a wiener in my mouth, I fall in love. And that is such a, you know, falling in love every other week is, it can really be distracting. You know what I mean?
Last time we spoke, you had been in a 5-year relationship that had ended somewhat recently. So does it still feel like a bit of a reaction to protecting your heart from that difficulty?
Yes. Also, I really need, I'm in like a very focused, locked in era of my life. I have certain career goals and fitness goals I'm trying to achieve. And sometimes when I meet someone or obsess over them, I tend to not focus on those things as much.
Is it okay to ask what your career, what we're manifesting for you professionally? I would love for us to put it into the universe and make it happen.
Well, I do hair for a living. So I'm just, there's just like some goals there. It would be boring for me to talk about specifically, but yeah. And you know, making more crazy videos.
No, we love that. And I see you continuing to grow this empire, hair videos or otherwise. Well then, so when you made that video about you giving "Please Don't Leave Me" head, were you pulling from past hookups? What is that? What did that video come from?
I can't take credit for that one. That is like a meme someone sent me, and that was like, this is very much you. Yeah, you know, I'm very enthusiastic. I give like "Please Don't Leave Me," "Look at me," "Look how good I'm doing," right? You know. We're putting in the effort.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Well, so then if we're not currently slutting it up, do you remember the last time you did?
Well, in November. Yeah, I do, actually.
I would love to hear about it. What went down and how was it?
Okay, so without giving like too many details, I know a semi-professional soccer player who just is in town from time to time. He has this thing with fishnets, which I'm like, who knew? A man in fishnets it kind of does it for me.
Tell me, is it you in the fishnet, or he is in the fishnet, or you're both scissor sisters? For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@Eric Wills, linked in the description. I love you, bye!
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Ka'Chava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.